Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Nearly 8:45 on Radio 1. That was 30 seconds to Mars.
The Chris Moyle Show with Scott Mills. International Radio 1.
So, into our second week of mystery guests with Oz Clark and James May off of Wine yesterday. And today, we've got comedian. Do you like being called that?
A comedian?
Comedian.
Not so much.
Okay, well, what can I call you then?
Just comedian.
Comedian?
It's a subtle but important difference.
Comedian Katie Brand, who's got a new ITV2 show starting and has, I noticed, bought some wine. I see what you've done there,
yeah.
Katie.
Do you want some?
Thank you very much.
So unsubtle.
I like this because yesterday I got some wine. Today I've got some wine.
Yeah.
And all the guests had to do last week.
Did you actually drink some?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, fine. Well, up your. Yeah.
Go for it. It's going to make the interview a lot better.
Yeah. Okay.
We went through a bottle of red and a bottle of white yesterday morning.
Last week they had to do an unspeakable trick with a Hoover. This week it's just all about the wine.
Yeah. Well, if I drink enough of this, I might do an unspeakable trick with a Hoover.
We can sort that.
Shall I go and try and find Henry?
Now, how it works is whichever of the team books the best guest gets some money from me.
£1,000.
Okay.
And the one that doesn't speak today has booked you. So if you could try and be good, that would be amazing.
I'll do my best.
Now, for those of you that that don't know Katie Brand,
the one or two of you out there who
ages ago, when we were on in the afternoon, we played that kind of spoof of Lily Allen that you did.
Yep.
And we were getting loads of texts from people going, I love that new Lily Allen song, it's brilliant. And we were like, no, it's not actually Lily Allen. So we're going to play that in a minute.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Can I guess what question you probably get asked the most at the moment? Can I have a guess?
Yes, please have a guess.
Are you related to Russell Brand?
Actually, that is. Okay. I usually say that he's my estranged husband, and I had to get into comedy to try and win him back.
Yeah, and they believe you, I bet.
Yeah, they believe me, yeah.
Of course. Right, since we played this Lily Allen thing on our show, it seems like ITV have asked you to do your own show. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's all about you, Scott.
Wow.
Thank you for that.
Well,
unfortunately, we had to write it and film it within 3 weeks, but I'm hoping that we managed to sort it out.
No, I just...
Are you managing to turn another interview round back to being about you? He'll start playing your clips of himself in a minute.
No,
that's always a highlight.
I know
for
what's going to happen. It'll be on ITV2 and it'll be called The Scott Mills Show with Katie Brand.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
In the news, well, not actual news, just like entertainment news, not the proper news, because that's what George does. I don't touch that. The Swedish pizza guy, he was going out with Paris Hilton, plans to stay with her in Los Angeles. Posh Spice has had some weird photos taken by the Eiffel Tower in Paris. I don't know why. She looks strange.
Eiffel Tower can take photos now, can it?
No, the Eiffel Tower didn't take the photos.
Don't look at me like that.
Crap joke. And X Factor...
At least I'm trying.
X Factor have launched a new fragrance. Now, I heard about this the other day. That is amazing. I don't know whether it's out yet. Has anyone bought this? If you've bought the X Factor fragrance, would you please let me know on 81199? I want to know what it smells like. Because I'm obsessed with those kind of celebrity... perfumes and aftershaves.
Are you? Who's,
yeah.
Whose do you own?
I did go through a stage of having P. Diddy's one.
Did you?
Yeah. What's it called? Is it Sean John? Unforgivable. Yeah. I have that one.
Okay.
And I did buy for Christmas a couple of years ago the David Beckham one for somebody else.
Oh, right. For a friend?
Not for me.
Okay.
So I quite like them. Laura went through a stage of liking Shh by Jay Goody.
Oh.
Until it got taken off the shelves. Was it that one?
Stunning.
Stunning by...
Stunning by Jay Goody, that cut.
Stunning by Jordan was her favourite for a while.
You are kidding me.
But if you've tried the X Factor cologne, then please let me know. I can't wait for the ads to come on the TV. New. Ooh, that's quite good.
Here we go, audition time.
Here we go. New. X Factor. The smell of failure. X Factor perfume. The smell of delusion.
Smell of Louis Walsh. You'd like that, would you? You want the smell of Louis Walsh?
Would I like to smell of Louis Walsh?
Well.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, what's so funny, huh?
I sell the X Factor fragrance at the fragrance shop.
Whereabouts?
All over the country.
Yeah.
We've got 100 shops all over the country.
But yours,
we sell, it, all over the place.
Right, there's a pay rise for you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which branch do you work at?
I'm an area manager.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So where I cover Midlands and London.
Okay. And you've smelt this this X Factor cologne.
I have. It's fantastic.
What does it smell like?
Well, the ladies' one is quite floral. The men's is a bit spicy, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you compare it to any other fragrance that we might know?
Oh, God.
Or is it just like unlike any other?
It's quite unique.
Is it?
Let's put it that way. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But you like it, yeah?
Yeah, it's fab. Yeah, it's right.
X Factor, the fragrance.
I'm Thomas.
What do you do?
I'm a musician. I play, songwrite, and I've got a whole album ready to go.
An album? What's it called?
It's called It's Thomas.
Now you can smell like your favourite X Factor contestants.
I kind of feel that I'm on this planet to perform.
Why are you here today?
I've been told that I'm a good singer, so I've wanted to have a go.
Who picked your dress for you?
My dad's made it for me.
X Factor, the stench of desperation. Out now.
Yeah, right, that, wasn't it?
You are shameless.
They could put that on the TV.
They could, yeah.
If they recorded that, they could just put that straight on.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
My life is the song of my life. There's not much going on, but I keep on going on. I sing about my life in the song of my life. And if you think I'm going on, then you're wrong. You're wrong, you're wrong. Because I can't help it if I grew up on a council estate. Well, when I say grew up, I didn't grow up. But, you know, I've been to one. Well, I walked past one.
That's my favourite bit at the end.
Oh.
Your favourite bit's the end?
No.
How rude!
Oh, I walked past one. Now, is that an affectionate tribute to Lily Allen or not?
Of course it is. Yeah.
Is it?
For the purposes of this. I think she's a great singer. She's got a great voice. I just wish she'd write about something slightly more extraordinary. Yeah. I don't. Although Kate Nash recently, again, I think she's a pretty talented musician, but her new song starts with the words, "This is my face." I just think there was a time when people wrote things about big emotions and kind of, you know, life-changing events.
It's my face.
Yeah, this is definitely my face.
I was going to say, that what we just played is a little bit like, it is a bit like Kate Nash's one, isn't it?
Well, there you go.
I like cups of tea.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've got freckles.
Whatever happened to Love Lifts Us Up Where We Belong? I don't know what. I mean, this is my face.
Do you like pop stars in general?
Do I like pop stars in general?
Well, you know, because you seem to do a lot of Mickey taking of them, Katie.
No, I do. I do like pop stars.
Who's your favourite?
My favourite pop star.
Who's your favourite pop star?
I think that's a good question.
I think that's a fine question.
Actually.
Look, you ignore them, Scott. Yeah. It's all about
Shut
you
up.
And me. Come on. Do you know what? I've got my guilty secret is I really like Beyonce.
That's all right.
Yeah. I think she's a great singer.
What's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour? People always say blue, don't they? Oh, blue. Or purple if they want to be a bit more interesting.
Do you want to do this, Chappers?
No, I don't. I'm loving this.
Right, now, Katie, if you could tell us what happens on your new ITV2 show.
It is a sketch show. There's a mixture of sort of my... versions of what celebrities are, like Kate Winslet and Kate Moss and people like that. They're not really impressions, they're kind of what they're like in a nightmare. And then they're actually, someone once described it to me recently, having watched it, a friend of mine, as like spending half an hour with me when I'm at my most drunk.
Brilliant.
So I think that might so there's a sort of mixture of celebrities and original characters that I've invented from my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you've done a new song, haven't you? You've done an Amy Winehouse one as well.
I have tried to do an Amy Winehouse one. I mean, she's extraordinary. I mean, if to talk about liking pop stars, she is the new Billie Holiday, I think. She's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah, absolutely.
But she does sing a lot about drinking.
she does, doesn't
and,
she?
Well, I mean, I'm glad, to be honest, it's ironic sitting here at whatever time in the morning with a glass of red wine. Yeah,
I'll
cheers.
To that.
Cheers to you. Yeah. Thank you. Gosh, great, a Radio 1. Can I come again tomorrow? But yeah, no, I've done an Amy Winehouse track as well.
All right. We're going to play McFly now. Do you like them?
Yeah. I don't know. They're, how old are they now? Seven?
Yeah. Well, they did the Hoover trick. They came in last week.
Blimey, did they? Yeah, oh, well, that's a whole different view I've got to take of them now.
Exactly. McFly fans, by the way, if you are listening, Dougie is okay after the Hoover incident last week.
What did you do to him?
Well,
he volunteered.
It's a long story. We had a dwarf in last week.
Any story that starts with "we had a dwarf in," it's not going to end well, is it?
And he works at the Circus of Horrors, and he does this special trick with a Henry Hoover, which looks horrible.
Oh no! Hang on, I know that this is the story from the Edinburgh Festival, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then. In an attempt to be the best guests last week, McFly decided that they wanted to
Dougie
do the
decided he'd copy
the Hoover trick as well. Right. But he is fine, McFly fans, and here's "The Heart Never Lies" on Radio 1. It's 9:05.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Matt Damon. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Grantham.
Who are you with?
I'm with Robin and I'm with Jordan.
Are you loving the Matt Damon game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What do you do?
We're a bin crew. We're on recycling, picking up recycling bins at the minute.
All right, so you're doing the bin rounds. Can I ask? I've always wanted to ask a bin man this, right? Why do you have those weird teddy bears strapped to the front of your truck?
We don't. We're not allowed.
Right, but some people do. Why do they do it?
Because we just find them and they think it looks good to stick it on the front of the truck.
Oh, see, I know that now.
Yeah. Has that always been a burning ambition of yours to ask that question?
Just wanted to know, because I always see it, and I'm like, okay, that's weird. Right, so there's three of you.
Yep.
And you're ready to play Matt Damon.
We are indeed.
Who's around you? What can you see?
Well, we're in the middle of a housing estate in Grantham, so we've got people going to work, people going to school, and just generally lots of people walking about.
Loving it. Okay, let's try it a couple of times. After three, you ready?
Right, you can champion three, because I've got to move the phone away from me, because there's all three of us that are trying to climb around my phone.
Okay, right.
Right.
One.
Just let him go, then.
Oh, yeah, go.
Matt Damon! Did you get that one?
Yeah. Yeah, what's happening?
We're getting lots of funny looks and curtains are twitching.
Are they?
Yeah, I think we've woken up all the jobless.
No. God. Loving the curtain twitches. Right, it needs to be louder again, okay?
Right.
After three. One, two, three.
Matt Damon!
Oh, yes. Length and indeed girth there.
Yep.
Yep. Anything happening?
Yeah, we're getting more people moving curtains.
Right, okay.
We're getting people staring at us now.
Right, let's do one more and then just run away from the scene of the crime, okay?
Radio.
Right.
One.
Make it massive.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, amazing news. Thanks to our most loyal listener in Japan, Yoki Aoki, who is listening right now. Thank you very much. They've actually sent us the F-Cup cookies, the ones that make your breasts grow bigger. Look, there they are.
That's the cookies, not breasts.
Sent from actual Japan.
Yeah.
We've been searching for these for ages, and what happens is girls eat the cookies and their chest area grows bigger because, George, right, what are two things that girls want the most in their life?
Okay, bigger boobs and biscuits.
Yeah, combine the two.
Unless you just put the biscuits in your bra.
No. combine the
very
two.
Very messy.
And you've got every girl's dream. Remember, we even called Japan, because they're quite hard to get hold of, weren't they, these F-Cup cookies. We called Japan to a couple of stores to try and find some. Love that phone ring. So futuristic.
Hi,
Moshi Moshi.
Moshi Moshi.
I'd like to buy some F-Cup cookies.
I'm sorry?
F-Cup cookies.
F-Cup cookie?
Yeah.
So you want to take out some cookie?
Yeah, F-Cup cookies.
What is F-Cup cookie? I'm sorry, we don't know F-Cup cookie.
You've never heard of them?
Like a cookie?
They're cookies, but you know, ladies?
Mm-hmm.
They make their breasts grow bigger.
Ladies?
Ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Makes their boobies bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You eat the cookie, boobies bigger.
So big cookie.
Big boobies.
Big booby cookie.
Big booby cookie, yes.
Just one, please.
Thank you.
You're
calm. It's not going to ask for big booby cookies, is it?
I thought they were popular in Japan.
Hello.
Hello.
This room service.
Hello.
I'm sorry, we don't know how about your cookie, so we have connecting some takeout corner.
Oh, okay.
Can I transfer to takeout corner?
Yes, please.
Some restaurant.
Thank you.
So please hold this corn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm looking for F cup cookies.
Oh, we have you. We prepare with as cookies and size of S, M, L.
What happens is they're for ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies eat the cookies, and their breasts grow bigger. And big boobies.
Boobies? Sorry, I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't.
You don't sell them, no?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
All right, thank you very much for your help.
Sorry, Mr. Osem.
Thank you.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
So polite, aren't they?
Very polite.
So we had a real trouble finding them.
Big booby cookie.
But we have now been sent them by our listener, Yoshi Aoki, in Japan.
Moshi-moshi.
To you. And we now need to find a guinea pig to try them out to see if they actually work. Not an actual guinea pig.
Say.
Stupid.
That would be really wrong. Can you imagine a guinea pig with F-cup boobies? That'd be really unpleasant.
Bigger than the actual guinea pig itself.
They would be, yeah.
So, apparently, here's the science bit. All the trans fats or something go straight to the breasticle area. That's how it works.
That was the science bit, was it?
Yeah. So... we need to find somebody who is willing to go from a flatty to an F cup. Let us know if you're interested.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
We've got Katie Brown with us. Come on then, when's your show on? Tell us.
It starts on the 19th of October, okay. On Friday, on ITV2, at I think about 10 o'clock.
Cool. Yeah. How long is it?
It's half an hour.
Okay, and how many are there, please?
There's six of them, Scott.
Excellent. See, we've got all that in there, didn't we?
Yeah, that's good.
Loving that.
That's great.
Is your background stand-up comedy?
Well, I did lots of live comedy. I didn't do stand-up as me. I did. I used to do kind of characters and sketches live in stand-up clubs or on sketch nights and stuff like that. So, right. Yeah.
It's quite hard, stand-up comedy, isn't it?
It is hard. Well, and it's not that hard.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things,
it's not thankless. I mean, you do get kind of people sort of sitting there laughing and enjoying themselves, and you get to have a few drinks before you go to work. It's not something you would really understand. No. Oh, no, hang on. No, it's all right. I'll tell you what it is. It's the fear of nobody laughing is quite bad until the first time it happens, and then you come off and you think, oh, well, it's not that bad. I didn't actually die, and then you just go on and do it again. So it's actually, you know, just if anyone wants to start comedy, then just have a go. It's really not that bad.
No, well, my flatmate did that, you see, and we did a whole thing on air about my flatmate, the comedian. He was terrible.
Really?
And he'll be listening to this now, going, "See, Katie Brown says she thinks I should carry on." No,
that's what I like, you know, just sort of people who are so obsessed with what they have to say. You just say it anyway, without any regard for audience enjoyment. That's art. Yeah. That's when comedy becomes art.
We had to go and entertain some 3 and 4 year old children yesterday at a nursery in London.
This is art.
Yeah, okay.
This is.
Did
art.
You take the Hoover?
We didn't. We didn't take the Hoover on this occasion. No. But it's really hard to entertain 3 and 4 year old kids.
Really?
We thought it'd be easy because the Wiggles off of Australia, they're multi-millionaires, right? But
okay.
It's not easy, is it, Chappell?
No, it was very difficult. Please not again.
Oh, no.
Right, okay, listen to this. Tell me what you think.
Hey, Cheeky Chappers.
Yeah.
Why do cows have bells?
Why?
I think they've lost interest.
Why
do cows have bells?
Why do cows have bells?
Because. I am a cow.
Do you not think you...
I'm a real cow, then.
I am a cow.
He is a... Listen.
I'm a real cow.
He can go moo.
Moo.
I'm being really heckled by a four-year-old.
To be honest, that just sounds like a Friday night in Jonglers. That's approximately the level it gets to at about 11:30.
Do they talk during your jokes?
Huh?
Do they talk during your jokes?
Do they talk? They throw up, they start fights. People just get on stage and just, you know, rest the mic for me.
Little tip for you, though. I'll tell you what they do love.
Yeah.
Oh, they love the whoopee cushion.
Do they?
I know it's old school, Katie, but they...
Let's take it back to the old school.
They love it.
You just sit down there.
Will that help my hiccups?
That might help your hiccups, yeah.
Do you think?
See? There's the money shot right there. Now, I think it went really wrong at the end when we picked the wrong... song to sing.
Yeah, okay. He didn't, yeah.
No. Did you sing Bring Your Daughter to the Slaughter?
No.
That might have been better, actually.
We sang this.
We're going to sing a song now. I want you to all sing along with me, okay? Yes? Okay, let's go.
It's Christmas time.
There's no need to be afraid.
I don't think I know it.
At Christmas time.
No, no one knew that.
Why did you sing that?
I don't know, I just wanted
it's
to do...
It's a good sing-along
it's
song.
It's not even Christmas time. What? The Wheels on the Bus is a good sing-along
song. We thought we'd
song.
Get them getting ready for Christmas. It's October. They like Christmas.
Those are 3 and 4-year-olds. Come on, kids. Feed them. That would have been good.
Trying to educate as well as entertain.
Listen, one that doesn't speak, let me shake your hand. Katie Brown, you've been brilliant. I can't wait for you on your show.
Thank you for having me.
Good guess, one that doesn't speak.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills Cuts Chris is on holiday. International Radio 1.
So after we discovered that the Wiggles are multi-millionaires, we thought we'd have a go yesterday at being kids' entertainers. Mm. And a nursery in London offered us a chance to do just that. You can see the pictures online already at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Don't go out of your way to look at them, though. I mean, you know, only if you really have got nothing else to do.
I was Silly Scott, and I was a cow, and you were Cheeky Chappers.
King Frog.
And you were a King Frog. The outfits were spectacular, yours obviously better than mine.
Ugh.
Now, I don't want you to be put off by the introduction when we walk on, because it sounds on this that they weren't that pleased to see us. But remember, picture the scene, we're in a nursery, okay? Loads of 3 or 4-year-olds, and you can see the whites of their eyes, they're really close, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And everything in there is miniature. The chairs, the people. So this is when we walk on, okay? This is the big moment when Silly Scott and Cheeky Chappers take to the stage at the nursery.
Scott and Chappers with their amazing show.
Here comes Scott and Chappers,
they'll make you love to you, me. They are just so funny and they will make you be your pastors. They are just so funny, they'll make you poo.
Hi everyone,
hello,
I'm Silly Scott.
I'm Cheeky Chappers. Who can tell me what Scott is? What animal is Scott? He's a cow, yeah, well done.
That's right, I'm a cow. And who can tell me what Cheeky Chappers is?
A frog!
He's
yeah!
A frog. That's right.
So it's going well. They've worked out that we are a cow and a frog.
I think I actually feel sick at the moment.
Now, we did start off with some of our best material.
Yeah.
Because you were magic, weren't you, Cheeky Chappers?
Yes.
And do you know what else? I'm a magic frog.
Yeah.
I can do a trick for you. Do you want me to do a trick for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to see Cheeky Chappers' magic trick?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
All the anticipation.
You couldn't hold them back, could you, they were that enthusiastic?
I like cow. I didn't like the frog.
So here comes Chappers' amazing magic trick. Now, if you listen to this, you can hear how completely awestruck they are by this. It's kind of like they're watching David Blaine, the look of confusion, sheer confusion on their faces.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
It's magic. You're a magic frog.
I'm a magic. Do you want to be a magic... Do you want to look after my hankies for me? Thank you.
Explain what the trick was, please.
Yeah, can I just... That was so badly edited to my ass. The trick was changing two coloured hankies, which I think were purple and green, into a red one and a yellow one with my magic wand. Oh, my God.
They couldn't work out how you did it, though, could they?
They couldn't, no, despite the fact that the material kind of got snagged halfway down, so you could see four different coloured hankies at one point.
But it was still
but
going...
But I didn't swear when it went wrong, which I was very proud of myself for not doing.
It's still going all right, though.
Oh, they're
still
loving
it. Palm of my hand.
Oh, God. Oh.
But then things did start to go a little bit wrong, because we decided to do a joke segment. Here it is.
Will you jump up and down for me, please, in front of all the boys and girls? Jump up and down.
Why are you making me jump up and down?
Because, Scott, I want a milkshake.
Can I just say thanks to the teacher? Thanks to the teacher that laughed.
There was one laugh there. Yeah. That was the teacher.
Yeah.
Now, it was at this point that we started to lose...
Shake your head at me, George.
We started to lose the audience just a little bit.
Hey, Cheeky Chappers.
Yeah?
Why do cows have bells?
Why?
I think they've lost interest.
Why
do cows have bells?
Why do cows have bells?
Because...
I am a cow.
Do you
not think you...
I am a cow.
He is a... Listen.
I'm a real cow.
He can go moo.
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 I'm a cow.
He's a real cow.
You interrupted my joke. Anyway, Cheeky Chappers, well, I think we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah. Can you remember what the joke is?
No. Well, why do cows have bells?
I don't know, Scott. Why do cows have bells?
Because their horns don't work.
Do moo again.
I blame the education system nowadays. They don't keep the children under control.
How much talking was going on during our jokes?
You interrupted my joke.
Anyway, Cheeky Chappers, well, I think we're just talking to ourselves.
Yeah. Can you remember what the joke is?
No.
They got really rowdy, didn't they?
They got very rowdy.
Right.
We weren't happy.
So the jokes didn't go down that well. And then I got heckled by a three-year-old, as you can hear.
What's your name?
He's a frog.
I'm a real frog.
Because...
I'm not a cow.
I am a cow.
Do you not think you...
I'm not a real cow, then.
You're not a real cow, then.
No. I had to virtually hold you back, then, otherwise I thought you were going to go for it.
Listen, I'm a cow, all right?
There was a lot of anger in the room at this point.
I kind of got it back on track with my comedy flower routine,
yeah.
Though. You know what happens when you go, oh, come up to me, smell the flower, and then it squirts water.
I'm being heckled. Would you like to smell my special flower?
Okay, that looks like a very nice flower. Mm,
it's really nice, smell it.
No! Oh!
Oh, all right.
Here comes Scott and Chappers, Scott and Chappers. Here comes Scott and Chappers with their amazing show.
I think the... Whoa, whoa, whoa. It was out of control. But...
I like cow or that we've rubbish.
Something cow rubbish.
Yeah.
I like cow. I like it, the frog, because it had... Nothing.
No, didn't have nothing.
I like the frog because it had nothing.
I didn't like the frog.
Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.